Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is David.
Kansas City. Oh, hi, David. This is Cindy.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
I got the bracelet. I'm still looking for something.
We actually have a PDF file that I told Dee Dee to send you.
Okay.
And I'll
look for that.
Yeah, it's a PDF of a flyer, so I think she'd be sending it to you electronically, and then you could, print it out and then go get copies made yourself.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, awesome. So we have 3 callers on so far. Who else is on besides David and Cindy?
Rusty.
Rusty, hi.
Hey, Cindy, how are you?
I'm all right. I had the plague for a couple of weeks, and I'm just getting over.
I heard about that. That sounds
good. Yeah. It's been rough. I've had like this. I live, I share a house with my grandchildren, so it's like, I guess there's no generation barrier with this plague that gets passed around. So.
Yeah.
That's one thing children are good for. Yeah. Sharing. They don't even go to school yet either. They're just toddlers, so. I can't even imagine.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going, guys?
Is that Malcolm?
It is, sorry.
Hi, Malcolm.
And John. John just came on.
And John's here, too? There's John. I'm looking at the conference manager, so I know the numbers that are on the call right now. Yes, I'm tricky like that.
And hi, Cindy and everybody. This is Gustavo Ramirez. We've met several times, a few years ago, but I don't want to spend a lot of time because there's other people getting on the call introducing myself. But my name is Gustavo Ramirez. I'm calling from Rancho Cucamonga, California.
Good. Hi.
Hi.
Gustavo?
Yeah.
So, so far we have on Gustavo from Southern California. Way Southern California. We have Rusty from Amarillo. We have David from Missouri. We have John from Philadelphia. Malcolm from Portland. We have Cindy from here. Who else? Who's that?
I'm Terry from Sarasota, Florida. I met you at New College.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. Thanks for joining. I thought we were going to have a bunch of dudes and me.
I'm excited about it.
Glad we have another girl.
This is David Swanson in Virginia. I had it on speakerphone, but it seemed nobody could hear a thing I said, so I picked up the receiver.
Okay, great. Yeah, now we can hear you.
Yeah, I'm really surprised there's so many guys and not more women.
Yeah.
Kind of surprising.
It's because I'm so pretty.
More women.
What a laugh. That's not funny. That wasn't supposed to be funny. So, we'll wait a couple minutes. We can just chat and keep introducing ourselves. And
well, let me just ask a question. Have you got how many people are going from where you're starting at?
As far as I know, we just have myself that's riding a bike and one other person that's going to ride the bike from California to Washington, D.C. And we have people who have said they want to join us along the way. Nobody has to ride the whole way. And well, we have a car. Well, we have 2 people that want to drive in a car, but we don't have a car yet. And so far, yeah, it's just me and another person riding all the way across the country as far as I know. We do have a sign-up form at the website, Tour de Peace, and Beattie Miller is, like, piling the people who want to volunteer to have events along the way or host us along the way. But David Swanson, who's on the call right now, he is soon, I hope, going to be putting out a press release and an op-ed. We need to really get this the word spread out, more than it has been. So, and I have, like I was telling people who just joined the call, is I had that flu for 2 weeks, so I'm just recovering from that.
So,
yeah, so just getting back into, trying to get everything organized and get everything done. So I want to have this call for everybody who's interested in helping out. I'm hoping that we could have a call once a week. It doesn't mean that everybody has to be on the call every week, but I think the same time Monday at 5 o'clock Pacific time, so we can touch base with each other and we can, give each other status updates about what's going on. So right now I can see who's on the call. We have 9 people, including myself, on the call right now. So what I want to do is I want to go down the list of people on. I know who some of the people are on the call by their phone numbers, but I don't know everybody on the call. So I'm going to go down the list of people I have. I'm just going to say your area code. And when I say your area code, because nobody has the same area code, when I say your area code, can you come on the call, identify yourself, and see and tell us what you're interested in doing and if you have any questions. So I'm going to call. I'm Cindy Sheehan, by the way, if you guys haven't figured that out. I thought of doing this bike ride across the United States from Vacaville, California, where I live and where my son is buried, my son Casey, who was killed in Iraq. And we're going to start on the day, April 4th, that he was killed at his gravesite in Vacaville. And it's also very significantly the same day that Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated.
Yeah.
And to me, I have, most of you on the call probably know that I have been doing this ever since my son was killed. And I've been trying everything, literally tried to do everything to end the wars and the empire. And, you know, it doesn't mean that when we get to Washington, D.C. on July 3rd that they're going to be over. But I really think that we need to organize across the country because I believe that the empire as it stands, and I don't want to, seem like I'm picking on Barack Obama, but he is the president, but it seems like as it stands is that the empire has convinced people that the wars are over or ending. And, the United States is now militarily in 35 countries in Africa. Obama and his team have just started bombing at least the eighth Arab country. We have the program of targeted assassination and indefinite detention, the NDAA. There's so many things that are just horribly wrong that, we need to organize around to end. So that's why I want to, it's just another thing that I want to try to do to call attention and to inspire more activism around the things that really matter, and that's stopping killing innocent people and stop using our military in such horrible ways. So I want to start, like I said, I'm going to call your area code. So when I call your area code, like I said, can you just introduce yourself, say what you're interested in doing for Tour de Peace, and then ask a question if you have a question. So I'm going to call on the 816 area code.
Yeah, this is David Quinley. I'm in Kansas City.
And I was planning on maybe accompanying you from, like, at least accompanying in a van. I don't know if I'll ride or how much I'll ride. I'll bring my minivan and accompany you from, like, maybe Joplin to St. Louis.
Right. And that's clear across Missouri, by the way, right?
Right. Clear across
Missouri. And we do have the routes up. I call it routes because we have one route from California to Chicago, and that's going along Route 66. And then we have one route going from Chicago to D.C. And that'll be, they call it like the canal route, but, you know, some people are saying that that's all dirt and it's hard to ride. But, you know, I think the important part are the cities and communities we're going to, not exactly how we get there. So, you know, when we get to that part of the route, if people want to ride on pavement or if they want to ride on dirt, then we'll figure that out. Hopefully we'll have that problem where we'll have lots of riders who, you know, have personal preferences. I've never done a cross-country bike ride, so I'm relying on the input of a lot of people who have. So, David, is that, do you have a question or anything?
No, I just want to be involved in the planning of it and see what else I can do. Try and bring some people on board here in the area.
Okay, awesome. We're going actually on a lot of stops in Missouri along the way. So, and this is really good. We're going through the heartland. We're not like just going to so-called progressive or liberal places. So then next we have the 434 area code.
Oh.
434, are you there?
Hi. Hey, I made it. it takes a long time to unmute. This is David Johnson. I'm in 434 area code.
Okay, David. So David is helping us do PR and in advance of the tour, hoping to get some excitement going on. And do you have an idea of, like, when you're going to have a press release ready?
Tonight or tomorrow. I just got back from D.C. 10 or 15 minutes ago. So tonight or tomorrow for sure.
And you're also in Charlottesville, and David is organizing a stop for us in Charlottesville.
Yes. People are looking forward to it.
Yeah, very good. So anything else, David?
Nothing in particular. I'll be working on a draft, you know, press release and op-ed and other things that we can, you know, share with people at all the other stops, and writing an article about it myself. I don't know. You haven't been here in years, so.
Yeah, we're looking
forward to it. Excited when we announce it.
And David and I also did an interview about it, and that's up at my website, Cindy Sheehan Soapbox. So it's a podcast if anybody wants that information to share it with your networks and everything, too. Okay, thank you, David. Then we have area code 765.
Okay, this is Rusty Tomlinson in Amarillo, Texas, and what I'm concentrating on is organizing Amarillo for when the tour passes through here, and I really did appreciate when you put together that route and gave me an idea of what date you'll be passing through. So what I've done, I've compiled a list for organizations here. I went to a board meeting at the Peace Farm on Sunday. Yesterday, and presented it to them, and we have an Obama cop there who shot down the idea of the Peace Farm sponsoring it, but there's some people there on the board, including the president, who are interested in contributing financially and looking for places for people to sleep and riding part of the way with you. And so there are other places. Amarillo, there's the Question War Amarillo, there's Mariposa, which is a farm that's working on sustainability There is no UU church here. They're pretty active. And so I'm going to get with all them and try to get some people together who are interested in organizing, set up some meetings, and do some planning. And my question is, if we have questions, we're supposed to write to Dee Dee?
Yeah, it would depend on what the question is, but if it's about housing or organizing events in communities, then it would be Dee Dee, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, as far as housing go, you know, I just need an idea. I know you don't have any now, but how many?
Okay, and I hope everybody on the call is aware that we do have a website, tourtopeace.org. It has the routes. It has, like I said, the sign-up sheet. Soon we will be putting up a wish list of things, equipment that we would like to have donated or allow us to borrow for the 3 months that we're on the tour. We have guidelines for people who are going to host us that we're going to put up pretty soon. We're going to have a volunteer wish list. And, you know, I think that this might fall to the organizers in each community or each state, but we would also like for people to put up significant places that we can visit or protest at while we're along the route. You know, maybe some places that we wouldn't necessarily know about because we're not in the community. So thank you, Rusty. And then I'm going to go to the 941 area code.
Hi, I'm Terry Jardy, and this is from Sarasota, Florida. And I really want to do the whole ride. Now, whether I'm going to be able to pull it together or not, I don't know. I'm clear across the country, and it's time's running out really fast.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I want to do some of the ride. I had a question of the press release. How does that go out? Does that go out to the Associated Press?
David has muted his phone again, but I know David has a huge press list. So
I think I could get money raised here in Sarasota. There is a ton of money in this town. And speaking of Unitarian units, I just gave some activist ladies, elderly ladies, the website today, and they were really excited about it. And whether that'll come to anything or not, I don't know, but I'm just spreading the word of mouth and telling everybody. I mean, people are angry.
Yeah.
And that was proven with the Occupy thing, but they didn't really know what they were doing with the Occupy thing. You just can't occupy forever. You got to have something to say. What
right.
you want. But, I mean, they had so much support come in. People are angry. And, you know, it's just not many people are in the position to drop everything and do this. Well, I am right now. As you say, freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose or
right.
abandon, because I've just pretty much thrown out my hands and I'm just tired of it all. And I've always wanted to, I'm an adventurous person. And I wondered, are you doing training for the bike ride? What kind of bike you have? What kind of training are you doing? Or
okay, David, okay, let's let David answer the question about the press release because I see he unmuted. And then I'll answer the question about the training and stuff. Thank you, Terry. David?
Well, I'm hoping to work with Cindy and everybody else this week to get together a packet of useful things to give anybody who's planning something locally, which might include a sample press release, a sample press advisory, a sample op-ed by Cindy, a sample op-ed by you, you know, the things that can have some blanks filled in and be modified and tweaked as appropriate. And people who don't, you know, have a good list of local press contacts, I can help out somewhat from a distance. I have an online service that lets me look up reporters and editors and producers' names and contact info and so forth, so I can at least get you some names and numbers.
Right here in town. We have two local channels. I just need to know how to put, you know, like if you could send me something. Because I think if I could get something out here that says I want to do this and I want to be sponsored, I could get some money coming in. So that's what I'm looking for.
What are you looking for? I'm sorry.
Sponsors. sponsors, if I could get some kind of a press release in this area out to this, that says I'm looking for sponsors to send me on the trip.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking for. Because, like I said, Sarasota has a ton of money, and there's a lot of people here that are interested in supporting this kind of stuff, even though we do have Republicans and the whole state screwed up Republican life. There are some liberals here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was just there, and that's how I met Carrie and stuff. So, thank you, David. So, anything that we have, we can put up at the website so you can link and use it. We will have a flyer soon up at the website. So if people want to, you know, print a flyer out and start passing that around, you know, that'll help out. And getting people to sponsor you if you want to do the ride. If the ride's not coming through your community, that's like a brilliant way to organize also, is try to get sponsorships.
Exactly.
And so as I'm training, I started my training for the ride like 3 weeks ago, and then I got sick 2 weeks ago. So my training for the bike ride has been put on hold, but I don't own a car, and so I ride my bike or walk all over town. So I'm already used to riding my bike, but I'm not used to riding my bike long distances. I went for a long distance ride yesterday. It wasn't even long distance. And my butt is really sore today.
That's what I was worried about.
I'm going to start calling us sore-ass society. But, you know, there might be some days where we are riding 60 miles, you know.
Well,
and
looking where you said 40 to 50, and I go by this thing where it's my average speed 7 miles an hour, so that kind of comes out to something around there. But you got to...
Right, so we'll...
We're not certainly not.
And, you know, we're no Lance Armstrong on, you know, whatever, performance enhancing, what you call it. But, you know, and a lot of people have said these long bike tours, you train along the way, too. So,
yeah, so
at the end of... Yeah, the end of the ride, we'll be doing a lot better than we are at the beginning of the ride. And the end of the ride, I think, are some of the days where we have more mileage than at the beginning of the ride. So I just have a 21-speed hybrid bike with a steel frame that has a very comfortable seat. And it's a Schwinn. It's not an expensive bike by any means, but I'm just going to... you know, start the ride with that and do what I can do, you know, on the bike that I have. And one of the things that we're going to hope is that the riders who come along with us are going to be, you know, good at bike maintenance. You know, one of our organizers, Malcolm, is starting to reach out to bike clubs in every community, because every community does have cycling clubs. If they want to donate, you know, maintenance or whatever when we get to those cities and things like that. So I would say if you're planning on riding a considerable amount, just do as much bike riding as you can, you know, every day between
now and then. Well, I'm in the same situation
as
you. I don't have a vehicle anymore, so... I've been doing the biking and the walking myself. I'm pretty physically fit.
And when I was there in Sarasota, it seems like that's a pretty big culture, too. There's a lot of people out there riding bikes, and very nice place to ride bikes.
Absolutely.
Okay, Carrie, well, I hope it works out, and I hope you can join us for all or part of the way. That would be very exciting. Okay, so our next area code is 760. Hello? Malcolm, is that you?
No, I'm 971. Oh, wait.
Oh,
wait.
I'm sorry, I'm using my Google phone. That might be
That is you then.
Okay,
Malcolm.
I'm sorry. I still have not gotten used to this new number. It's a Google I'm doing, and so.
Anyway, okay, so that is you.
Yeah, I'm Malcolm Chaddick. I'm in Portland for and the event will be to drive the support vehicle, which we're still trying to look for. As far as questions go, I really don't have any questions. I'm pretty much just focused on the equipment wish list, and then also with the outreach to the bicycle clubs and all that, but after that, I think comes a little bit of terrain analysis and stuff like that, I think, to try and get a better idea of how far we're going to be able to go on any given day, given the terrain. That's my main focus in this, is the support vehicle logistical side of it. And I have done a couple of trips, including the cross country, but this would be my first as a primary vehicle person or whatever, so it will be, it's not something I'm unfamiliar with, but it is, it's going to be a challenge and an adventure I'm really looking forward to.
Okay, awesome. And I've been involved in some cross-country road trips before, but they've always been in vehicles, so this is something logistically new for me also. So our next, thank you, Malcolm. Our next person would be John Gold.
Hello. I am planning on being in one of the follow-mobiles the whole way and protecting Cindy and Malcolm along the way from all of the elements and, you know, evil people along the way.
I thought I was protecting you.
Oh, is that it?
I don't need any goddamn protection.
And I'm really getting in shape for sitting in the car, you know, for the whole way.
Better work on that one really hard.
Right.
I asked John if he would, like, at least ride part of the way. He said he would ride downhill. So, and Don made some videos, too, promotional videos for the tour that are also at CindyCHuntsoapbox.com. So if all of you are on, like, Twitter or Facebook, we do have a Facebook page, Tour to Peace, The Road Less Taken. So the only way we're going to get excitement built up and more people riding with us and volunteering to organize in communities is by, you know, spreading the word around amongst our networks and sharing what we have to get the excitement built up around this. So, and I am aware that we have less than 2 months. So,
it's like 6 weeks.
I'm very aware that we have less than 2 months to go. So, so we do need to start being more aggressive, I think, in passing the word around. We don't have the cooperation of the corporate media or things like that, so we need to be our own promoters. Okay, so next I think we have 909.
Yes.
If that's our comrade in Rancho Cucamonga.
Yes. Yeah. Hi.
Where is
he? Loud and echo.
Hello.
Sorry, I laughed at the name of the town. What is it called?
Oh yeah, it's there's really a place called Cucamonga, California.
Wow.
And so yeah, my name is Gustavo Ramirez. Most people call me Gus. Yeah, I've met you a few times at Arlington West Memorial in Santa Monica, as well as at protest rallies, and we had dinner in Olvera Street one time, but anyway.
Yeah,
and so, yeah, I'm really excited, and thank you for spearheading this, everyone there, Cindy and everyone. And what I'm interested in doing is doing the leg from Santa Monica to, I live like three houses away from Route 66, so mm-hmm. you'll be passing right by my house. So I want to organize maybe a pit stop or a place that we can. I've been involved in long bike rides before, never across the country. The pit stops with granola bars and liquids and oranges and stuff. So mm-hmm. forward to doing that. And then my mom is the one who owns the house, and she couldn't be on the call right now, but she's really looking forward to housing either Cindy or a couple of the riders or a few of the riders. There's a couple beds and lots of floor space with sleeping bags and all that stuff. So we can house some people for a night as well.
Okay. Cool. Awesome. We're also going to need somebody to help coordinate that camping and housing and things like that along. I would rather sleep in a bed every night, but I know there's going to be some times where we're going to have to camp and stuff. So, and I'm totally open to that. Thank you.
Yeah, and then my question, my mom says she has a beautiful big bed just for you if you'd like it on that night, or for another other rider, all for you. But the question is, on April 7th, do you know where you're stopping? Because Claremont and Upland and Rancho, where I live, my area is probably about 50 miles away from Santa Monica. But do you know where we're stopping on that day, on April
7th? Yeah, that's kind of from Santa Monica. That was kind of open, and we didn't really have anything. So we can certainly drive to Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah.
Ride by Rancho Cucamonga that day. And then we had some people, Code Pink activists, volunteered to have an event for us in Palm Springs, which is a little bit off, but we're totally amenable to going off the route a little bit if there's people who want to organize something for us. So,
Fresno.
Pardon me?
April 6th is Fresno.
And April 7th is Santa Monica. And then we didn't have anywhere after Santa Monica. So what Jess was saying is that Rancho Cucamonga would be a good place to go.
Yeah, it's probably about 57 miles.
Yeah, we're not going to be purists either, especially going north-south. I won't be averse to hooking onto a door handle or something in a car, but so nobody heard me say that. Nobody heard me say that. And so our car is definitely going to have a bike rack. That's for sure.
Oh yeah.
Oh good. That's
so
great.
Let's Gustavo, Gus, let's send that to me via email, cindycmsoapbox@gmail.com, so I can get that on the schedule. And
okay.
And do more about that.
Okay,
cindycmsoapbox@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay, @gmail. Yeah. Okay, great.
Okay. Okay, awesome. Thank you. And then the next one was 928 area code.
Hello, Cindy. It's Anna Anders.
Hi, Anna.
How are you?
Oh, well, we're here. So, you're interested in riding, I understand.
Yeah, I'm interested in riding. I want to be supportive to what you're trying to do. And my thing is, I'm 53, out of state. Oh, God. Broke is a joke. No health insurance. And I'm like, what do I do here? You know? So I've been...
You sound like you're in the same boat as a lot of us, so... what's that? I can hear some background noise.
You can hear background noise?
Yeah, I hear somebody else talking.
Is that you guys?
I don't know. I'm being distracted. But Anna, were you on the call when, yes, you were, when Terry was talking about getting sponsors, local sponsors and things like that?
Yeah, I was listening to her, and I thought about the same thing as well, but I didn't know, like, what you guys are suggesting, or should I just, like, randomly go out to different businesses and ask, or what would you suggest, because I don't want to go out of the realm of what you would suggest, since it's your,
Well, what I would do is I would go to local, not just like local businesses, but if I was going to go to a local business, it would be like a progressive business or, you know, like a bike shop or a food co-op or a health food store. I would also try to check into peace groups in your area, like Veterans for Peace or Pink or the Unitarian Universalist churches. You know, you can go to those organizations and ask if they could give you some money to sponsor you to be on this tour. And you know, we could certainly support people in this. You know, if people need a letter from me or Tour to Peace, just so they don't think that you're like some random person just asking for money or whatever, you know, we can certainly support people in this because it would also raise awareness for our ride and what we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to do. I want to join you on this. And I have a car. I don't have, you know, the bike or anything like that. But I mean, as far as that stuff goes, those are little things. I guess I'm just kind of battling with my own personal fears about leaving my two jobs, leaving my home, you know, just leaving a lot of things and just going on this road trip. But on the other hand, you know what, this is where my passion is. So,
right, well, you know, that's certainly something we're not going to encourage people to ruin their life to come on the trip with us.
if it's something that is
your passion and you feel like you can arrange it, you know, then that would be awesome, I think.
And I understand that, too. So, I mean, these are the things that I've been weighing and measuring for myself privately. Trying to pray about it. And
well, we also
I know that you're not asking me to quit my job and give up my home to come and follow you across country. I get that loud and clear. And I've been, like, saying, well, what about just doing from, you know, Arizona through to the state line of New Mexico.
Of course. And, you know, one of our slogans is exercise your body and your rights. So, you know, like David Swanson mentioned in the interview, it's one of the only actions where you can be healthier at the end than you were when you started.
Mm-hmm.
So we're advertising the health and weight loss benefits of our
action. And we can have Michelle come out and congratulate us for making it.
Maybe she'll give us a salad from her organic
garden.
If there's any way that we can help you.
I appreciate that. I also have a place here in Flagstaff, too. It's a humble place. I mean, it's not much of a place, but you guys are welcome to, you know, stay the night or whatever. Take showers. Whatever. That way.
Perfect. And, you know, like Rusty said earlier, Rusty and Amarillo, if anybody has any questions about that or wants to volunteer for logistics, things like that, to email Dee Dee Miller, who is organizing that. She can't be on the call, but her email is dd4peace@gmail.com. So it's dd4peace@gmail.com. She's Dee Dee Miller on Facebook. She's also one of the moderators of the Tour to Peace Facebook page, so you can get through to her through that also.
Okay.
Okay, great. So then we're going to go to the 214 area code.
So that's Leslie. It's Leslie in Dallas. Leslie Harris.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi, how are you doing?
Leslie.
Good. How are you?
I'm like really busy because we are having an event called the People's Response, and the response is to the dedication of the George W. Bush Library and Policy
yes.
Center. I'll pause a moment for everyone to guffaw.
Yeah, I want to throw up.
Anyway, it's going to be on April 25th is the actual dedication. We're having a whole week of events, April 22nd through 26th. And we noticed that the Tour de Peace was, you know, kind of going north of us. We thought maybe during that time, so we were hoping maybe you guys could come down here before or during or after or whatever, and, you know, we could get together and do some things. We do have, during the 22nd through the 26th, Johnny Wolf has been gracious enough to offer his farm for a Camp Casey reunion. And there's as much camping as you want out there. I think he has 18 acres. And it's right outside of the Dallas city limits. So, you know, that would be a great place for the tour to come through if you want to come down, or, you know, you could fake it and come down in a car.
Right. Well, I think that, you know, I was looking at the route and trying to figure that out, and it doesn't look like it's very, you know, logistically possible to bike ride down there. There might be an opportunity for us to carpool down there,
yeah.
But that's something that we really have to, you know, attack the logistics to figure out.
But
that's just what we were saying about something, things that we could do along the way, you know, protesting or whatever.
Yeah.
So we're still trying to figure that, like, exactly where we're going to be. And it, like,
mm-hmm.
looks like we're not going to be in Amarillo till May 4th, Rusty? Is it, like, May 6th? So it seems like we'll be, like, still in Arizona or New Mexico on those dates. So somebody will go to that.
Somebody will go.
Sure.
Okay.
Somebody's going to go. We're just not sure who's going to go and how it's going to work out yet. We're still trying to figure that out.
Well, we have no qualms about anybody coming in a car.
We'll just fake it and get off on ride our bikes up the last mile or something.
Yeah. Well, and we could probably, like, scrounge up some bikes and take a photo op ride into town or something. And I'm not above that. And it's not like I've never done that before either.
This reminds me of when that jerk Lance Armstrong went to ride bikes with George Bush at the ranch when we were in Crawford, remember?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he didn't even come out and say hi to us, but they had this big bike ride at the ranch when we were down there.
Yeah.
Is that when you were camping down there?
Yeah. Lance Armstrong and George Bush had a little bike ride together.
Yeah.
He couldn't come out and say anything to us, but they were, that was like a slap in the face.
Yeah, well, they're peas in a pot.
Yeah, Lance Armstrong has turned out to be a major douchebag.
Yeah.
We're certainly not modeling our action after him.
But anyway, if anybody can come, it's there will be about 20 heads of state, all the past presidents and the sitting presidents, and of course all of the Bush war criminals. And the national and international press will be here, so it'll be a good opportunity for some raising awareness and raising your voice. And we have a whole week of activities planned, so, you know, whether you can come on a bike or not, we hope that you'll come down here. And the website is thepeoplesresponse.org. And then, as I said, there's going to be, and we hope Cindy will make it at some point, but there's going to be a little Camp Casey reunion down here during the dedication of the Bush Library. And if you all don't know about it, Hubris is playing at 8:00 on MSNBC. It's a very good kickoff. Hubris, the documentary. You know, the book? Yeah, there's a documentary out made from the book Hubris about the Bush administration and their crimes, how they, you know, their bravado got us into the Iraq War. So that is on MSNBC in about 15 minutes, and I'm TiVoing it.
Okay, but, cool. We should be done way before, hopefully we'll be done way before that comes on. So.
Yeah.
Okay, Leslie, thanks. We'll try to figure something out. So
okay.
The last caller we have is from the 607 area code.
That's me. It's Sandy Tever.
Oh, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, good. So, Sandy, where are you from and what?
Do you remember, I'm Jimmy Matthews' girlfriend, and we're in upstate New York, and so I will probably be able to help a lot with the race directly, but I can help you get the word out. I'm pretty connected on Facebook, which is crazy, but if that's of any help to you.
Oh, yes, I absolutely need what is. We need as much of that as we can. So, great. So, do you have any questions or anything else?
Not really. I guess you're gonna keep the your Facebook page pretty current with developments, right?
Yes, the Tour de Peace Facebook page. Yes, we're
right,
definitely trying to do that. Okay, so did anybody think of any questions while we were going down the list that they want to ask or make any comments?
Cindy, this is Rusty. What kind of vehicle are you looking for? Something with big cargo capacity or?
Not so much cargo capacity. A little would be great. The RV would mostly be to provide, accommodation for Cindy and the rider, myself, and spot to cook if we're in between places, where that's easily accessible. The alternative for an RV would be something like a large conversion van, or van conversion, something along those lines.
A van.
Okay. Might be able to do something. I can't convince myself yet.
Well, I will happily travel to whatever point necessary to pick it up and to take it to the start point and all that other stuff. Wherever that is, if it's a suitable vehicle, that would be a wonderful thing.
All right.
I have a question.
Still have
this
my
is Leslie.
Oh. Okay, Leslie.
Are you in touch with Jacob George, A Ride Till the End?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, he's an Afghanistan veteran, a couple tours, and he has a thing called A Ride Till the End, and what he does is ride his bike.
I couldn't remember him. Excellent.
Yeah, well, I'll send you his, he's in Arkansas, Little Rock, and I'll send you his contact information, but he'd be really good to get together with.
Right.
And that's what they do. They ride their bike for this.
Cindy, this is a really, I met this guy over at IVAW House a couple of years back. This
mm-hmm.
is, they incorporated yoga into their daily routine. He had, him and his brother, I think it was, they rode all the way. Just bikes. I don't even know that they had it before.
Okay,
they're serious bikers.
Perfect. Yeah, we do have some serious bikers, and they've been really helpful with their input and information. So
he's a veteran.
Yeah.
Yes. Several tours. Yeah.
Did he come home disabled at all, or is he all together?
He is. He actually didn't figure it out until after his tours in Afghanistan, and then he came home and he went to college, and one of his teacher at the college inspired, you know, educated him, and the light went on. And so ever since then, he's been riding his bike around trying to spread the message. He also plays a ukulele for a banjo, and while he's riding on his bike. And it's wonderful. The press loves him, so I'll send you his contact information.
Great, perfect.
I actually wanted to get a hold of him, and I couldn't remember his name. That's so cool.
That would sound like it would be very entertaining, though, if he could play while you guys were taking breaks.
That's one thing that we do attract, some pretty good musicians. So, okay, so anybody who has any questions can email me or have a conversation on the Facebook page about this. And we will try and get more resources up for people who are organizing or who want to ride or who want to get sponsors and things like that. And the time is of the essence, so we will be doing everything as soon as possible. And we want to support everybody, and we want everybody to be able to support us. So, you know, if we support each other, then we can make this successful. You know, I think one of the biggest things is, besides going along the United States, is the convergence on July 3rd in Washington, D.C. So we have people who are organizing to ride from, like, New Jersey and, you know, even places closer than that to Washington, D.C. to help us on the convergence. So,
turnout on the 3rd, right?
Right. So that's going to be a major. And we also have a petition up that if people can't join us for the ride or support us in any other way, at least they can sign the petition to support our demands. So I believe the petition's on the Facebook page. So if you want to go to the Facebook page and share it. So we want to get as many signatures as we can to present it to the White House on July 3rd, and so those are, you know, just some of the things that we have up right now. And like I said, we'll have this call every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific time. I mean, sorry, 5 p.m. I have another thing at 3 p.m. Pacific time on Monday.
5 because I'm way on the East Coast and it's 8 o'clock here.
5 p.m. Pacific time. And if you can make the call, great. Hopefully we'll be picking up more people to, you know, organize with us along the way. So thank you, everybody. And Leslie said there's a documentary coming on MSNBC if people want to go, you know, watch that
With regards to that documentary, a friend of mine just wrote an article called How MSNBC Helped to Sell the Iraq War.
They did.
Of course.
MSNBC
so,
did help sell the Iraq War. Pentagon placed hired Shills at MSNBC to sell the war.
They threw Phil Donahue off the air. He was at the top ratings.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Sure.
I think after 10 years, they're trying to sort of fake it like they didn't help sell the war, and they're trying to act like, you know, now that it's cool, they're not like the invasion of Iraq, they're going to jump on that bandwagon. But whatever, I'm just glad they're showing
it. That's good. We made it cool. That's good.
Yeah, we made it cool.
We did make it cool. Okay, everybody, thank you, and have a good week, and stay in touch, and we'll talk again in a week. So thanks, everybody, and... Okay, I don't know what to say.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Let's mobilize. Bye-bye.
Yes.